Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Alberto from Family First. Is this Mr. Alfred?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, sir. And thank you so much for answering my call. I'm just calling to do the monthly follow-up on your services. Is everything in order with the services that the caregiver is providing to you?
Yeah, except y'all cut my hours. Y'all cut my hours.
I'm not able to hear you well. The call is breaking a lot.
Hello?
I cannot hear you.
Give me a second here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
I can't believe I got to go outside. Sorry. Yeah, get it. I need him more now. And y'all cut, and I asked for more hours, but y'all cut them, instead of giving me more, denying it, y'all cut the hours down even more. So now that I'm out of the hospital from a major surgery, and I need them more,
okay,
y'all down my hours.
But
y'all took the hours away.
But the thing is, regarding the hours, the increase or the decrease of the hours is directly with Keystone First. I'm calling from Family First. So they are the ones that decide. The insurance is the one that decides if you can receive an increase or a decrease in the hours. So I advise you to get in contact with the service coordinator. I see here Alexis in Keystone First.
I've been calling her, and I can't get her. But as far as everything has been real good with the worker, so it's all, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that everything is good. I'm going to try to send an email to your service coordinator so she can get in contact with you to see if, since she is not answering your calls, perhaps I can get in contact with her via email and request a call to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, sir, thank you so much for letting me know that everything is good with the services. I'll follow up on trying to contact Alexis, I hope you have a good afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.